CEW Mobile.
CEF, good morning.
Ranger, happy Friday. Where have you been?
Looking forward to working the rain every morning. So today I finally decided to drive the truck.
And you don't put your antenna on?
Not a ton, but still.
It's just me and Patrick all week, just about it.
The radio with me, and as soon as I get on the road and start missing, I'm like, well, crap, can't do it now.
And it certainly has been a rainy week for sure. Looking for this Friday?
No, not really. Hoping I can get off work a little early since I got to work tomorrow. I've been trying to get out early every day, and it ain't happened yet. Hoping today will be the day.
Plan to get off early, it never works out right.
I'm going to run the store real quick. I'll be right back. KO4CEF. For CEF mobile.
And 4TFW.
Makes an improvement soon.
I guess by Saturday, Sunday's supposed to be really nice. And then we're going to try to go back for the 80s all next week.
Yeah, I hope. Trying to remember, I don't think I sell popcorn tomorrow, but we do that Sunday, so I prefer it not to be raining.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be raining on Sunday. It should be really nice.
Again, since I haven't been on the radio.
Good. Just finishing up outage, I think, today. Today and tomorrow's the last day. And that, so everything's been going pretty good. Ain't really had any issues with part supplies and that, so that's a good thing.
I wish we could say that for everything else. It wasn't any issues with part supplies, but it just continues to be the same story.
They were saying it was probably going to be a cereal shortage, especially Kellogg's, since those guys went on strike. And then now bacon's at the highest it's ever been in forever, so it's probably going to be a shortage of that.
For a while. I don't. It was already too expensive for me half the time. Can't buy it unless it's on sale.
We usually only eat it on the weekends.
About my large Dutch oven, my wife picked me up. She went to the store and they didn't have any of the 12 inch Dutch ovens. I looked this morning. But she said they had a bunch of the 14 inches. We ended up only paying like $50-something for the oven and the lid to go on top of it. Instead of, if you would have bought that brand new, as I said, it's like $110.
Where'd you find it at?
So, her and her mama went to Pigeon Forge this last weekend. And I asked her to go to the lodge store. And, you know, when you go in the back, you get all the bad stuff or whatever that they don't melt down for whatever reason. And they sell it a whole lot cheaper.
Get messed up by the time you put charcoal on it and put it in the fire anyway, right?
The Dutch oven, the pot itself, I think it had like a little small, I'd call it a dent, but you know, I'm sure whenever it was curing, it's got what looks like a dent in the bottom of it. And then a little bit on the side. It's not black, like the seasoning didn't take on the side, not you cook on that anyway, but I'd still end up boiling it and whatnot. So, other than that, everything looks great. I'll take it for $50-something. Recipes to try in it. We did, when we went to King Mountain, I did biscuits in that little bitty one I got. It's probably a little, 6-inch little Dutch oven. And it only held that little small can of biscuits, so. 14-inch, man, it'll hold a ton of stuff.
Turn out.
Good. The only issue I had was I wasn't done cooking when my biscuits were done. So I left them on a little too long, even though I took them off some charcoal. You know, the cast iron's still warm enough where it baked them a little bit longer, but they still turned out fantastic. They didn't burn. They were just a little bit browner than I wanted them.
I tried that. So, earlier this week, we, last year at Thanksgiving, I had a good bit of leftover turkey, so I decided I was going to try my hand at canning it. You know, just put it in a mason jar and pressure sealed it and that. And a couple of days ago, we opened up our first jar from last year. And man, it sure was good. We had Thanksgiving again all over again on Wednesday.
The thought of that, so you took the turkey from last year and actually canned it.
Yep, Roger, because we always have, you know, too much, and that, because just me and Susan usually, and that, so I, you know, I kind of chunked it up and mixed it up in the gravy, warmed it up, put it in the jars and pressure cooked it, canned it, and it was perfect. It was just like it was the day I put it in there.
That is an awesome idea. I'd have never thought of anything like that. But, that would be pretty cool. KO4CM.
Practice at canning and getting a little better. I love salmon patties, but you can't really find it without, you know, all those bones in it and that. And Susan don't like to mess with it. So I bought me some fillets and took the skin off and that and chunked them up and put them in the jars. And then I cooked them in the jars and that, and it turned out perfect.
I looked into canning before, and you know, me and my wife have talked about it, but you know, if you don't do it right, I know you can get sick off of it. So I've just always shied away from it.
Give it a try, and that same with chili. I did some chili, and that I usually have a, you know, it's hard to make a small batch of chili, so I just went ahead and all the leftovers I canned, and now if we want some chili, I just break out a quart jar and bam, we're there.
I think the only thing I've ever really thought about doing was vegetables. That it never even dawned on me you could do other stuff like that, but it does make sense.
Videos, they put raw hamburger in there. They mix up their meatloaf recipe and that and pack it in there and that and cook it right in the jar.
Pretty interesting.
I'm going to order the, they have a little vacuum lid to put onto a mason jar to put, you know, like rice and other dried goods in it, and then you pull a vacuum on it and it'll seal the jar. You know what I mean? For all your dry goods, you don't have to pressure cook it or anything, and that way they last a little longer. So I think I'm going to try my hand at that.
Yeah, if I ever decide to get around to it, I'll have to pick your brain about it.
Just experimenting, trying to see what you can do. You know, at least, you know, if you can do it, then your power goes out, no big deal.
That's why I don't remember when it was, last year, year before last, we started buying, just keeping some stuff on hand that would be good, you know, without power or whatnot. And my wife had bought one of those hams in the can. And she's nervous as crap about opening. I'm like, it's got years on it. What are you worried about?
Nothing wrong with those things. We bought some powdered this and powdered that. I think it was powdered cheese and powdered milk and powdered tomatoes, sauce, and that, and those things have like a 20-year shelf life.
Where did you find that at? Is it at a normal grocery store, or did you have to order them?
No, we ordered them online. It wasn't too bad. It's like Augustus Farms or something like that. They have all kinds of powdered and dehydrated stuff, you know, so we looked into, like, you know, you always got macaroni noodles, and you can put a little bit of that powdered cheese in there and that, and bam, you got macaroni and cheese. I think we got powdered butter. They got powdered honey, and we bought some powdered milk and that, and so just in case.
That's an idea. I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to research that now, see if I can figure out that company.
You know, powdered stuff like powdered cheese, powdered honey, and stuff like that, they'll pop right up.
Have you heard anything from Ed lately?
With him, he got out of the hospital on Thursday, and he was going to try to get on the radio. He had to run and get some meds, but I never did hear him. And he'd been in the hospital, almost a week, I guess. something with his bladder, but they did some kind of procedure and that. So he don't have cancer or anything, but they're thinking that, I guess, his heart meds are messing up his bladder.
He's back in the hospital, but glad to hear he's out.
Trying to get him to get on the radio, but he just ain't got on the radio yet. I think he's just, you know, trying to rest and recoup.
Back home before long.
Chad on the radio the other morning. It was good to hear him.
People on the radio a little bit here and there.
A couple of new ones, and that it's good to see that the hobby's still growing.
Shoot, I ain't hardly turned my radio on here lately. Go to work, get home, and just veg out on the couch.
Bill took his general and bashed his general.
Pretty good.
And the lightning and the rain stopped to go ahead and fire up his radio.
And, I'll get online here and there and read and look at the K index and the other, I can't remember the other one. Just to see if there's any better propagation. It's just, man, that thing just hovered right around 80, 89, 90. Like, I just want to see what happens when there's a good solar cycle and propagation's at its max.
Hey, earlier this week, the 10 meters was open.
This week, but there's definitely been a couple days, I know, like the week prior, where, you know, if I did turn the radio on, you might hear a little bit. You might even be able to work some FT8. But, like, whenever I'd hear somebody, I can only hear one side of the conversation. And on 10, it's finicky because it'll fade in and out, you know. It's real weird.
A couple of weeks ago, and there's a guy from Argentina calling out. And, I mean, you could hear him plain as day, like me and you talking right here. And it wasn't moving the meter, but, man, it was loud. And, I couldn't get back to him.
I think I was listening, and somebody was trying to send Morse code, and I could hear it. I could hear the signal, but then it would always fade. It just seemed like every time he got to where he would start putting his call sign, not he, but, you know, it would start fading out, and I couldn't get it. I could not get it for nothing, so I was just like, okay, yeah, I'm done.
You gotta wait for a good spot and get all the information and then wait for it to come back again to call out, right?
Exactly that. And shoot, here lately I've been slack since I've been on the radio. I haven't been practicing and I don't want to start falling back behind.
He started practicing on it yet.
Musically inclined, you take to it pretty good. That's just not one of those people.
In high school, but yeah, it's hard to listen to. I got a CD that I run when I'm in the truck. The car don't have a CD player, but sometimes I'll listen to it.
I found a website, Morris Ninja, and you can select your speed and everything, and he's got a bunch of files. We got YouTube videos you can watch, but he's got a bunch of files, and I downloaded the, I think it's 20, no, not 20 words, maybe 20 words a minute, but I'll listen to single letters, so if I get the opportunity, like today I'm in my truck, can't do it, but when I'm in my car, if I can't talk on the radio, some days on the way home, I turn it on and basically listen to the MP3 file on my phone through the Bluetooth speakers, so I can at least get a little bit of practice, but I probably only did that a day or two the whole time I haven't been on the radio.
Yeah, I used to listen to it when I worked at the other place and I was driving a truck all the time.
But a couple weeks back, I had a little bit of, you know, I did cheat a little bit. I had the computer running in the background just in case I missed anything, but the guy was going slow enough, I was able to get most of what he was saying and didn't really need the computer. But I hadn't hardly got back going since then.
Morse code everywhere, and that just, yeah, I just ain't studied enough on it to be any good at it.
Practice, son. You know, that's the hard part, is getting myself to take the 10 or 15 minutes a day or a couple days a week to do it.
At the house with a, you know, with a practice thing on it, and you can, you know, you can listen to it. Friday, I had to go to Simpsonville Friday morning, pick something up for work, and it's like, man, the traffic down that way was ridiculous.
For HKX. Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Patrick.
I just wanted to get in there right quick.
Yesterday afternoon, but I never did hear you.
We were running a little behind yesterday, so I'm sorry I missed you.
Think it's rain, Patrick?
Yeah, I've been getting by, but getting wet at the same time.
I've been getting full up there by you.
Well, I don't like complaining about the rain, because, you know, out west, you know, that old Lake Mead stuff, those people need water, but after so many days, it's like, holy crap, I'm ready for it to stop.
There's a pipeline to out west, and we can just pump all this extra water out there.
Sounds like a great idea, but you know the environmentalists wouldn't let us build another pipeline, so.
Bit of a spill.
Some salamander or fuzzy bug.
When I lived in Colorado Springs, we got our water from 250 miles away. It took the pump 30 minutes from when you turned it on to get the water.
How about it?
For me, 3 gallons of water up here. I mean, it's not even funny.
Yeah,
saying there's so much water up here, I mean, I don't even know how to comprehend with living without water. I'm just so used to it.
And I know when I lived in Colorado Springs, they used 56 million. The pump pumped 56 million gallons a day, but the city used 150 million.
In that volume of water. Do it, but I am pulling in the parking lot at work. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 to y'all. Hopefully, maybe we'll holler at you a little later today. But if all goes well today, I'll get out of work 11, 12 o'clock. So maybe not. But anyway, y'all have a good one. It's been good talking to you this morning. I'm glad to at least be back on the radio for a couple days. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hear you this morning, Andrew. 7-3. Take care and have a good, great day. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Hope your day goes well and you get off early. KN4TFW.
Talked to Ed yesterday.
He said he was going to get on. I told him, I said, you ought to call out to Patrick because he'll be, you know, he'll be around. And that, well, that's good. How's he doing?
He sounded weak, but he sounded in good spirits. So he was going on. He was on his way home.
Yeah, I never did hear him on the radio yesterday afternoon.
He called me on the phone. That's how I talked to him.
Yeah, he told me he was out of the hospital and he was headed to get his meds.
He'll be back on the radio by Monday.
Get his strength back, then maybe he'll... Because if he gets back to work, he'd certainly probably enjoy that a pretty good bit.
Like I said, he just sounded a little weak. You could tell in his voice that he was just tired.
They're missing him. This morning on a Friday.
This morning I am going down to help John and Jack out at John's Auto Care. And then after lunch I am going to meet up with Gary and pick up an antenna and mast that I bought from the stuff that AK had.
Yep. It's on White Hampton Boulevard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right there next to the TD Bank that's on the old Benson side of the road.
Yep.
The one guy in there and just struggling to try to keep up. So I'm going to go down and help him out a little bit this morning. Found the house doing nothing. So I'm just tired of doing that. Needed to get out. So I'm going to go down here and spend some time turning wrenches again. drive your big truck down there, right?
Nope, I get to drive the excursion.
It's better on fuel.
Believe it or not, the excursion is way better than you think.
As it is getting decent gas mileage.
Out on the highway, it's nothing for me to get 25 plus out of it.
My truck.
To Charlotte or Matthews, I don't know, over next to Indian Camp. Went through the middle of Charlotte, turned around and drove home. And average 25 and a half miles a gallon.
Yours a diesel?
Yes, sir.
All this, delivery issues and that. My wife, whenever she buys something online, she has it shipped here to work so the porch pirates don't get it while we're gone. And it said that her package delivered yesterday. And it's like, yeah, I didn't get no package yesterday, but it looks like they, it came in the mail, so it must be in my mail slot in the front office.
When Amazon does that, they send it through the mail instead of FedEx or UPS and message you up, because then you got to chase it down.
Came from, Amazon or whatever, and it's like, look, the Amazon truck came, and I didn't get nothing.
Delivered to the house. So far, I've not had anybody mess with anything.
Anybody mess with anything, but a couple of neighbors have. And that, but man, it really ain't no sense taking a chance, especially nowadays.
No, avoid it. There's no point in taking a chance. I just can't avoid it anymore. Camera's up, watching the whole time, and I have one that anytime somebody pulls in my driveway. It sends me a picture right then or their tag number.
Yeah, ours is, I got cameras all over and it records, if you're walking up to the door and everything like that. But, still doesn't keep you from getting it.
Keep them from getting it, and, it's still aggravating, but at least you got something.
Somebody was in the house a couple of doors down from me when the owner was on vacation, but I think it's kind of a little bit sketchy.
That's the nice thing about living up here where I'm at. We don't have a lot of crime, so it's pretty relaxed up here. I don't worry about too much.
See, gas went up another 10 cents yesterday.
Joy. My voice.
Highest it's been since Obama. What does that tell you?
Just know everything that we knew about Democrats is true. They don't know how to run a business but into the ground.
Yeah, or they do it on purpose and just try to suppress you.
Put the farm away and expect to stay in business. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I heard that.
Say 7-3s, I'm coming up into the black hole over here. So I know you're getting close to the gate too. So you take care, have a good day, and I'll be around today. So just give me a shout, KO4 8 gig, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick, and yes, I'm rolling up to the gate right now. So you have a good one, and I'll catch you maybe later. KN4 TFW.